Nothing which implies contradiction falls under the omnipotence of God. Thomas Aquinas, Summa Theologica, 1st Quarto, 25, Article 4. If God were good, he would wish to make his creatures perfectly happy, and if God were almighty, he would be able to do what he wished. But the creatures are not happy, therefore God lacks either goodness or power or both. This is the problem of pain in its simplest form. The possibility of answering it depends on showing that the terms good and almighty, and perhaps also the term happy, are equivocal. For it must be admitted from the outset that if the popular meanings attached to these words are the best or the only possible meanings, then the argument is unanswerable. In this chapter, I shall make some comments on the idea of omnipotence, and in the following, some on the idea of goodness. Omnipotence means power to do all or everything, and we are told in Scripture that with God all things are possible. It is common enough, in argument with an unbeliever, to be told that God, if he existed and were good, would do this or that. And then, if we point out that the proposed action is impossible, to be met with the retort, "But I thought God was supposed to be able to do anything." This raises the whole question of impossibility. In ordinary usage, the word impossible generally implies a suppressed clause beginning with the word unless. Thus it is impossible for me to see the street from where I sit writing at this moment. That is, it is impossible to see the street unless I go up to the top floor, where I shall be high enough to overlook the intervening building. If I had broken my leg, I should say, "But it is impossible to go up to the top floor," meaning, however, that it is impossible unless some friends turn up who will carry me. Now let us advance to a different plane of impossibility by saying, "It is at any rate impossible to see the street so long as I remain where I am, and the intervening building remains where it is." Someone might add, "Unless the nature of space or of vision were different from what it is." I do not know what the best philosophers and scientists would say to this, but I should have to reply, "I don't know whether space and vision could possibly have been of such a nature as you suggest." Now it is clear that the words "could possibly" here refer to some absolute kind of possibility or impossibility which is different from the relative possibilities and impossibilities we have been considering. I cannot say whether seeing round corners is, in this new sense, possible or not, because I do not know whether it is self-contradictory or not. But I know very well that if it is self-contradictory...